The Bible talks about it in Proverbs that a wise man gives an inheritance to his children's children. And we need to understand that there is an inheritance that if we are wise, that we need to give to our children or children's children. It is a responsibility that as a person who loves Christ that we need to do. And we need to understand that inheritance is more than money. Come on, can I hear an amen today? An inheritance is more than money. Inheritance is more than what you can give. But there is an inheritance that we have the responsibility to give to our children to walk in the manifold grace of God and in the plans and purposes that He has for them. Come on, can I hear an amen today? And we need to understand and see that wealth, generational wealth, is available and is ready to be dispatched from heaven. And today I want to bring to our attention that when we speak of generational wealth, we're not talking about finances. There are some things that money can't buy. Come on, can I hear an amen today? Money cannot buy the saving grace of Jesus Christ. Come on. Money cannot buy the blessing and the favor of God. As a parent, money cannot buy when your kids love Jesus and committed to the Word of God and seeking the face of heaven. Money cannot buy health. There are some things money, actually a lot of things money can't buy. But yet, whilst money can't buy these things, it is still wealth and it is available and it's ready to dispatch from heaven. And as I was praying and seeking the face of God during the week, I just felt that in this particular word, that God wants to download equity from heaven to touch you and touch your kids. That you will see the manifold grace of God and the blessing and the anointing of heaven come upon the next generation to see them move forward in the plans and purposes that He has. That is why in this church, Inspire Church, we are committed to seeing the next generation move in the plans and purposes of God. Come on, can I hear an amen? Amen. That Christianity and loving Jesus will not stop at this generation. Come on. So the next time, can I encourage you today, when you see Lisa, who's the director of our children's ministry, and you see Gabby and the leadership team walking around and loving the next generation, can I encourage you to keep them in prayer? Come on. Can I encourage you to encourage them and remind them about the good work that they're doing, how the hand of God is upon their life? Because we know and we understand the power of the next generation. And when we are fasting and we are praying, what do we actually do? We are doing things in the background to see the manifold grace of God poured out in our kids in a way we have never seen before. Come on, can I hear an amen today? Amen. There is something about that. You know, when we look at our children, you will notice that they might have some of the features that you have. And that would very well be because they are your parents. I mean, sorry, they are your parents. That doesn't make sense. You are their parents. Come on, can I hear an amen? Amen. You are their parents. They might have blonde hair. They might have dark hair. They might have a fro, you know. They might be a strong build. And if you are like me, you have the blessing of the under 6 foot. Can I hear an amen? I mean, not everyone can be as tall and good looking and as eloquent as Pastor Oral. But some of us need more than height. Some of us need the grace and the blessing of God. Come on. And let me encourage you today that no matter if you're below 6 foot, that God can use you. Come on. Amen. Come on. And it's not about your height that determines your altitude in God. It's your heart for Jesus. Come on. And as we look at our children, we see, you know, the features of our kids, the way they look. And you know, we see some of the features in our children, even the way they act. Come on, who knows that sometimes some of the things that they do remind you of you. It's a good time to fast and pray. Amen. But you know that whilst we see that in the physical, I want you to understand that is also in the spiritual. Come on. There is a descendants, there is a DNA that as parents we can put into our children to set them up for the life that God has for them in Jesus' name. That our children will not have to suffer and pay the price of the sins that we have committed. Come on. Or our grandfathers or our grandmothers and all the center on the bloodline. That strong marriage is now running our family. Come on. Amen. That loving Jesus is a normal in our household. Come on. Amen. The soft heart towards God is something that we see natural in our lives. Because as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Come on. The hardness of heart of your grandfather doesn't have to be played in your kids. Come on. Family disease. You know when you go to a doctor, I went to the doctors during the week for a blood test, and they were asking me questions about, do you have this sort of thing in your family? You know, is this sort of sickness in your family? Does it run in the family? But I want to declare today that as you seek and you pray and you seek the face of God, things that were a curse in your family will be cut off in Jesus' name. Come on. That there is a cleansing and a purging of the DNA when we seek the face of God, that no amount of medicine, education, or experience will ever do. That's why James says, hey, it's not just enough to be hearers of the word, but you've got to be what? You need to be doing the word of God. Because as you do the word of God, you activate the presence of heaven and you then open the door to the supernatural, where it's not just about blessing me and mine, but it's about touching the next generation, that they might see the manifold grace of God, and things that were a blockage in your family are no longer. Come on. Today, I'm delighted to share a message called Fasting Builds Generational Wealth. And you know, with a title like that, it sounds a bit audacious, but I want to tell you that when we are seeking the face of God, and this is what I meant when I said that this is a special occasion in church and a spiritual, you know, direction shift in your life, is that when you seek and fast and you really seek God with everything you'll have, there is going to be something of generational wealth that money can't buy, which will be downloaded into your children, and that is called the equity of heaven. Did you know the equity of heaven is ready and available for your kids? Come on, can I hear an amen? But what about if you're a person, you say, you know what, but I do not have children. Well, what about if you have nieces and nephews? Come on. What if you have cousins that have children? There is something that happens when we seek the face of Almighty God that cleans the bloodline and brings forth generational blessing in Jesus' name. Come on, why don't we see how that happens? Ezra chapter 8, verse 21. Let me share it with you. Let's read. Then I proclaimed a fast there at the river of Ahava, that we might humble ourselves before our God. There's so many keys in the scripture. And it says this, to seek him for the right way. Someone say right way. When we understand that there is we hear in the word that there's a right way, there is also a wrong way. Come on. There is a wrong way. And the wrong way doesn't bring forth the blessing of God. The right way for us and our little ones. Come on, fasting is not just about you today. And also our possessions. Key words. And so the question is, how do we build generational wealth through fasting? Let's go for a deep dive. The first thing we need to do and understand is we need to humble ourselves. Come on, say humble ourselves. Fasting puts us in a place of surrender. It's a place where we surrender it's a reminder to our body. It's a reminder to our mind, our heart, and our soul that God, you are first place and nothing. Someone say nothing. Nothing is above you. Think about it. When you are fasting, what are you actually doing? You are saying, God, I am not in control. God, I'm laying down my pride. I'm listening to your voice. And guess what? when comes listening, there also comes this word that is not very popular in Australian culture, and that is obeying. Because obedience brings the blessing. Come on. When we obey God, it brings the blessing. And if we want our children to be obedient to the voice of God, can I tell you today, as parents and parents in the future, you need to learn to obey the voice of God. You can't just say to your kids that we got to obey the voice of God, but when the Holy Spirit convicts you of something, you don't do it. Because you see, kids don't just hear what we say, they hear what we do. Come on, come on. And there are people in the house today, and I don't say this to put wraps across knuckles, but I want to encourage you with this thought. Go on a greater journey in 2024 to be a person that obeys the voice of the Holy Spirit a whole nother level in your life. Because as you begin to continue to obey the voice of the Holy Spirit, no matter how small it is, you will see the blessing and the hand of God touch you, and not just you, but your children in Jesus' name. When we are humbling ourselves before God, we are saying, I choose to crucify my flesh and put to death my pride. We are a proud people. But what does the word say? God, what does he do? He resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Look at that in the context of generationally. If I'm someone who's proud, what do you think's going to happen? God resists the proud. He resists. And you know what the thing we've got to understand is that this, we talk about generation. What about our children? But when we submit and we seek the face of God, what is the word? So he gives grace to the humble. Today, at a whole nother level, I want to be someone that sees the grace of God moving in my life. Come on. And it's not just for me, but I want my kids to know the manifold grace and the hand of God. Can I hear an amen today? Because you see, listen to this. Pride and control are liars. Pastor James is coming out firing today. Pride and control, listen to me, are liars. They lie because they give a false sense of freedom and liberty. But in reality, you know what they do? If we are not careful, we can succumb to the tricks of pride and control that puts us in a place of restriction and bondage. And you know what? The end result of that, that's a curse. That is a curse. That's not the blessing and the hand of God. Today, maybe as you're hearing this word and as I'm speaking something, maybe there are areas in your life where you need to put to death your pride. Come on, you need to crucify the flesh because it's not just about you. You want to tidy up your life, but you want to tidy up the DNA that you give to your children. Because we don't want our kids to be prideful, do we? No. And let me encourage you in this time, as you hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, let me tell you, as you're fasting, as you're praying, the voice of the Holy Spirit is going to get a whole lot clearer to you. He's going to speak. And you know the thing about when the Holy Spirit speaks, he will tell you things that sometimes you do not want to hear. And so what is the opportunity for that, for you and I, and online, is that we have an opportunity to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. And let me tell you, during this time of prayer and fasting, don't resist the Holy Spirit. Come on, do not resist. Submit to the Holy Spirit, hear his voice, and actually do what he's asked us to do, because that is the reason why we're fasting in the first place. Think about it. Do not waste time in this season and miss out what the Holy Spirit is trying to bring freedom for you and for your babies. Because there is a greater freedom and there's generational wealth that's going to be built up as we submit at a whole new level to the Holy Spirit. Amen. The next thing we need to seek the face of God. When we're seeking the face of God, we understand we're talking about posture. We're talking about positioning. We are sitting in church today. Some of us are in the room. You're sitting. That's a posture. If you're online, you could be doing anything, making a coffee, watching it with a friend, restreaming the service. Or maybe if you're in the cafe hearing this, you may be standing. But notice that all of us are positioned. When we are fasting and praying, we are positioning ourselves in a place where God is exalted. That God's voice, listen carefully, is cherished. This is a whole other level of gratitude. I love what Kelly was doing in the fierce heart. The God's voice is cherished. God's voice is honored. Our posture is one of, listen carefully, reverence. As a modern Christian church, I think we have forgotten the importance of reverencing God. Come on. Come on. And I'm going to call it out and say, God is not your homeboy. He's not. You want to see your kids reverence God? You need to learn to reverence God yourself. In the quiet time, and you submit under the hand of God, it is time for us to never be a purse people that ever fall out of love, out of the wonder and awe of His majesty and His glory. We are declaring through our posture that God, You are God, and I will obey. I will. It is so important that if we find ourselves not seeking the face of God, we will begin to trust in our own judgment. And the challenge with that is it places us where we elevate ourselves in a position that we are not meant to be in. The challenge here is if we are not careful, we can remove the real truth from our lives and submit to our own arrogance. Come on. Come on. You need to seek the face of God. Either way, you understand, we are designed to seek. Come on. You are designed to seek. You either seek God or seek self. Either way, you are seeking. One will bring the blessing of God that will touch you and your children and your children's children. Or the other, you seek arrogance and you think is right and it doesn't bring a blessing on your family. It brings something else. The last thing we must do is we need clear direction. There are many times in our lives where we come to a crossroad, and if you've never been there in your life, I'm telling you, it will come. And can I tell you that sometimes crossroads are good places to be? Come on, amen. Because how else do you know the grace of God and the voice of God until you come to a place where you have no idea what to do? Where times are blurry, where you have no idea, and you think, God, how am I going to do this? But can I tell you, when you face this, you need to get revelation and clarification from heaven. Some of us, we go to everyone else, but we fail to go to God, and we see God as the last resort, when in fact, He should be our first. Come on, come on. Fasting and praying is about positioning. It's about submitting. And hearing, but not only hearing, but doing. It's about doing. Don't be someone who tosses a coin, hopes for the best. Go to God. Come on, go to God. God, what do you say? Holy Spirit, is that okay? Do I have the green light? Or do I don't? Clarity will not just affect you, but it'll affect your children. When you gave your life to Christ, that decision that you made to submit to the Lordship of Jesus Christ created a pathway and a DNA of blessing upon you and upon your kids. And that your children will walk in the manifold grace of God. Because when you submit to God, you create an environment where your children will know Him and make Him known. Our children will do even better things for God than we are. Come on. I don't know about you. I don't know if you want to receive that today. Can we all just stand up just for a moment? I'm nearly done. Nobody moving around just for a moment. You need to understand the results of clarification. Hearing the voice of God is putting into action in a particular area that will break family curses off the bloodline. There are people in this house today, cancer runs in your family. There are people in this house today, maybe strong marriages is not in the bloodline. There are people in the house today, and you look at your life, and there's some things that you don't like that your parents have done and your grandparents have done. You see it in you. I want to tell you today, as you pray, come on, hear me out today. I want you to really catch what I'm saying. As you fast, the Holy Spirit is going to give you keys to areas in your life that you need to renounce, you need to ask forgiveness, you need to remove. And as you do that, you are purging and cleaning the DNA to see the manifold grace of God touch your children, and they will not walk in the areas of challenge that you have seen in your family. My kids will not be drunk. Come on. My kids will have a strong relationship with Jesus. My children will know how to handle finances. My children will not be in debt. My children will be blessed. My children will know how to seek the face of God and hear His voice and submit to God. What's happening is that as we pray and fast, the Holy Spirit will show us things that we need to change so that whatever the challenges and the sin that we have gathered in the bloodline will stop. Will stop. The hand of God is upon my children. Come on. Open heaven is in our family. Our family no longer has anger problems. Come on. There are people in the house today. You know what? Maybe, what is it for you? Maybe you've seen marital unfaithfulness. I want to tell you, that stops today. Come on. Generational wealth is more than money can buy. Come on. It's more than money can buy. It's more than influence, passing down of a property. Generational wealth is seeing the hand of God, the blessing of God, the divine favor of God, tender hearts, anointing, wisdom, and so much more. That there is freedom in our families, and the areas of our life that were cursed are no longer. They are blessed. They are blessed. They are blessed. They are blessed. So when you're fasting and praying, there is a monumental shift for your family. That you hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. And not only are you hearing, but you are doing. And I'm going to declare it today. There is a monumental shift that's going to happen in your kids. Your kids are blessed. They are blessed, man. Come on, your kids are blessed.